Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gordon, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today looking at user agents. So, a while ago, I think it was maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I did a punch counter punch talk with a good friend of mine named Mo. Now, Mo's a developer. I ordinarily play the white hat, as you guys may know from these videos, but in this talk I got to be the attacker, which was a lot of fun. So the setup was the big bad wolf and the little pig. And so he's doing all this code, and I'm demonstrating the attacks, and he's demonstrating the defense. It was great. It was a lot of fun. And at one point, I turned to the audience and said, okay, so here's the tool that we're going to use. How many of you guys are looking for the user behavior agent? Now, out of an audience, you know, Gherkin gets a good audience, so maybe 200-300 people. Out of an audience of 200-300 people, how many people do you think raise their hand? One. And it happened to be one of my guys. I'm like, of course you are. Because I asked you to. So one person did it. So a tip to you, look for attack tools in the user agent string. As you guys probably know, with the web browser opens a website, it passes the user agent. That user agent is a string that denotes some information such as the web browser, the OS, sometimes the patch levels. All right? Plain and simple. Most attack tools are not written to be covert. Most attack tools, like wget or... not the wget's an attack tool, but it is used, right? That was the Snowden attack, was the wget. So, wget, you know, SQL map, any of these things, they all have PowerShell's new attack tools. They all have a defined user agent string. It's known. It's a well-known string. You can change it, but it's a well-known string. Most people are not populating these in the rules for their IPS as well as for their SIM. If you did, if you were looking for that, and someone ran these normal tools against your environment, you'd know. It'd pop up an alert and say, wait a minute, this isn't really a user. This is someone nefarious who's running some scary tool. And that's a good intel, right? Because you know a script kiddie is scanning you, you know you can do something about it. We should be looking for these things. So go online, look at the common attack tools, pull down the user agent strings, throw them into your system. Now you may ask, if I was talking to a red teamer, he would tell me, hey, wow, I was changing my user agent string. Yes. Yes, you will. Yes, that will bypass everything I just said. But that does not negate the fact that it's a very powerful tool. And in fact, most attackers do not change their attack string. So you still have that insight, and you may say, hey, well, why don't they change it? Because we're not looking, right? If we look, we'll be one step ahead of the bad guys for at least a little while. That's it for me. What's your favorite attack tool? What have you seen in your logs? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Take care.